May what I say and what you hear be in the name of God.
Amen. Amen.
Today, I don't share with you so much a sermon, but a conversation. If you tuned in earlier before the 11 o'clock service began, we commissioned our search committee as they begin their work to find the new rector of St. Paul's Church. As we were going through that service, I realized that it is not so much just this small group of people that we are commissioning, but it's the whole parish. It's all of us joined in this effort to find the next rector. So I ask all of you who have any connection with this parish that you care about, that daily you offer in your prayers God's Spirit to be on the search committee, on their work, on their discernment, and as well to be in the hearts and minds of those that they will interview, those with whom they will engage through this process. It's a daunting process, honestly, especially right now when things seem to be so different, when times are separated in ways that they haven't been before, trying to discern and see someone's personality, their thinking, their action on a small video screen instead of face to face. But in and through this process, I have no doubt that God's will be done. And the work of that committee, with your prayerful support, will find the person who is not going to be perfect, but is going to be that person who can be with you in the years to come to guide and to strengthen and to lead in ways that you may not expect. It's very interesting, but as I was at a conference earlier this year, sitting in with a group of diocesan deployment officers, search people, who were sharing their common thoughts just to let people know what to expect in the months and years to come when it comes to a search process. Now, I have to say that at that point, they were not envisioning COVID-19 and how that might affect the process. But they said something that to me was very powerful. They said, you need to understand that you as a parish are going to find the best rector possible for your parish. But you need to be aware that that rector may not come packaged like you expect. It is my prayer, it is my hope, it is my dream that St. Paul's Church, that the search committee will enter this process with eyes and hearts and minds fully open to the presence of God, fully open to the Spirit working in and through them to lead them to place before the vestry the person to be with you in the years to come. I will share one quick thing that someone asked me just earlier today. Fairly new to St. Paul's, and they said, well, will the parish change when we get a new rector? And the answer is yes and no. St. Paul's is a wonderful place filled with wonderful people. People filled with God's Spirit, going about doing God's work, who were quick to share a smile, quick to welcome, quick to embrace. But the new rector will add their own personality, their own subtle ways of bringing this out in everyone. So I think we need to be open. Open to God's presence in all that comes before us. Open to God's Spirit working in and through us, in and through the search committee, and in and through the candidates they will interview. Please, please pray for them diligently, that in and through this process of discernment, in and through these next 10 months, they will bring to St. Paul's someone who loves you and can't wait to enter ministry with you. Amen.
Amen.
Let us now stand and affirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.